away from Austin. It was as a brand new dawning when a lie lit the way for me. And I was left to see, oh, how it gave my life to meaning. I feel no longer joy on the side, cause I gave myself to truth.
Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. It is now 1 o'clock. It is time for us to begin our meeting. We will open our meeting with the reciting of Al-Fatiha, and we will read the English translation. And after this, we will have the adhan for Salatul Dhuha. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. I seek refuge with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy. With the name Allah, the most gracious, the most compassionate, passionate. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian evolver, the cherisher of all the world. The most gracious, the most compassionate, the sole judge on the day of judgment. We worship you only, and we turn to you begging assistance. Guide us on the straight way, the way of those on whom you bestow blessings, not those who incur wrath, nor those who go astray. Ameen. So, brothers and sisters, we can just turn in the direction of prayer and we have a van. Can we all just have a seat, please? Can we all have a seat, please? With the name Allah, the most gracious, the most compassionate, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian evolver, the cherisher, the sustainer of all the world. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, that there is nothing like or comparable to him. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his last prophet to all humanity. Peace be upon him, upon his family, upon his descendants, upon the righteous servants, all of them. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We'd like to welcome on behalf of our resident Imam, Imam Matthew Bilal Hamidullah, all of you here to Masjid Ahmed Elijah Muhammad here in Chicago, and we'd like to welcome all of the masjid and community centers throughout America to our national broadcast. As you know, Masjid Ahmed Elijah Muhammad here in Chicago is just one of the many, many, many masjids and community centers that make up the American Muslim mission under the leadership of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad. So today we are more than happy to have all of you here and the believers throughout the country. Today we will be hearing from our leader, Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, and we pray to Allah that during the course of the day that we all benefit, But we live in a time, as we know, brothers and sisters, but we need clear leadership, So, brothers and sisters, at this time, we turn our meeting over to our resident Imam, Imam Matthew Bilal Hamidullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We should ask everyone not to make salat now. Prayer time is past. So those people who are praying should not pray now. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most compassionate. All praise is due to Allah, the God and Evolver, character sustainer of all the world. I bear witness that there is no God worthy worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger and servant of Allah. Brothers and sisters, here in Chicago, to all the believers nationwide, in Canada, Caribbean, we'd like to welcome everyone to our regular fourth Sunday telecast, or broadcast, rather. We're very, very happy and particularly joyful to be able to welcome so many imams and visitors from across the country to Chicago this weekend. And we certainly hope that everyone had a very enjoyable time. I know we did. And I hope your visit here and stay here was equally as enjoyable and will be a memorable occasion forever. There are many, many imams here. We'd like to welcome all of them. We would hate to call some and miss others because we don't perhaps recognize everyone by face. But we certainly want to welcome all the imams from who travel here across the country and hope that sometime soon it will give us an occasion to once again assemble. There were many imams who visited with us Friday at the banquet, who had to return because they had activities in their own cities. And we want to certainly say that we appreciate their presence here in supporting our efforts here in Chicago. Chicago is just another masjid. We just like everybody else. So when people come, we certainly appreciate their coming here because we must recognize that we are doing the best we can here in this city to equal or compete favorably with other places across the country. We'd like to inform you that the imam is is en route. He'll be here shortly. And I'm looking forward to hearing him as much as you are. I know after the banquet Friday and after the parade yesterday and the picnic in the park, nothing will be sweeter than what we've got coming up right now. This is going to be the icing and everything else on the cake. So we should get in the right attitude. We shouldn't be sitting there with a questioning mind. A mind that's trying to examine everything. And your mind is not capable of examination. We've got to understand, brothers and sisters, that the Imam is a blessed man. And I'll say this before he gets here. I won't say when he gets here. When he gets here, I'll talk about the community. But while he's absent, I'll say this. He's a blessed man. Many of us don't want to recognize the blessing. Allah in the Quran says that Allah says he blessed whom he pleased, when he pleased. With whatever he pleased. Willie Mays was blessed with unequaled baseball talent. I don't care what they say about Mickey Mantle. Willie Mays was the man. Will Chamberlain was blessed with unequaled basketball talent. And Jim Brown can run the football with the best of them. So for us to be good at something is not new. It's not new. We've been good at a lot of things all our life. But some of us don't have the respect and appreciation for the fact that we can be blessed with something besides athletic ability. We got a man who's blessed with the ability to see revelation rightly. That's better than football talent. That's a bigger blessing than shooting jump shots. We got a man who's really going to move our whole 30 million Bilalian community forward. And the only way you can get the benefit is you open your mind to the fact that the man is blessed. You read the same book he reads, you come away with ABC. He reads the book, come away with A to Z. And 1 through 100. And all you get is the first 2-3 alphabets. We've got to recognize that Imam Muhammad is blessed. The only way we get the benefit. If we see him as just like we see ourselves, he's just another Bilalian. He's not another Bilalian. He's a Bilalian that's been blessed by Allah. You can beat your head against his wall. All you get is a headache. So the Imam has been blessed beyond your wildest imagination. I'm not going to accept the fact he is a Mujaddid. I refuse to accept it. Well, you're the one that's just missing out. I'm going to accept it. I'm going to accept it. You accepted other things before. You should accept this. You didn't question Jesus Christ. He was your Lord and Savior. You went for that. With no evidence. No evidence. No empirical data. You went for Farad Muhammad? Make it plain, I ain't gonna accept that. Well, we should all accept it. The Nation of Islam struggled for 45 years. And in the 44 year struggle, our community, the then Nation of Islam, became the forerunner in the black community. could question that. Nobody even dared open their mouth when we was on the scene. Isn't that right? We had the respect of the Black Caucus, SCLC, NAACP, Operation Push and Pull. Now, some of you don't know what that means. It's a sign. It's a code in Chicago. I said I would not call a certain man's name again. I would just point in his direction. The one that said he got chastised. The Nation's Line was the leading social organization in the Black community without question. Nobody dared open their mouth. They wouldn't even, if they had a Muslim to speak, the rest of the speakers wouldn't even show up. Isn't that right? They would get sick. Break their legs. Everything would happen. Well, people say, well, let's go back to them. We want to be the leader in the Black community. No! We're going to lead America today. Actually, brothers and sisters, in a little less than 6 years, we are now actually the leading movement in all America. And nobody talking like we talking. Nobody advancing ideas like we advancing ideas. Nobody embracing the whole picture like we embracing the whole picture. Nobody speaking for everybody's rights like we speaking for everybody's rights. We are the leading movement in all America. So why we should settle just to be the leading movement in the Black community? Why settle for that when we can be the leading movement in all America? Why lead 30 million Blacks when we can lead 250 million Americans? Isn't that right? We're going to lead everybody in America. And become the leader in America, you become the leader in the whole world. The result of the blessing that Allah has bestowed upon our leader, Imam Waqidi Muhammad. It won't come any other way. We have to be respectful of the fact that the man has been blessed, brothers and sisters, and the blessing has elevated our community from a bunch of antagonistic, fire-breathing Black Muslims to human beings who get the dignity of everybody come in our presence. People respect us. People respect us, brothers and sisters, and we should appreciate that. And as a result of the fact that our leader has skillfully maneuvered our community in a position that nobody can deny that we own something and everybody wants to come and get a part of the thing. We think when people come around us that they are coming here and they helping us out. Don't you know that whoever come around us, they get more benefit than we do? President Reagan don't come give us no dignity if he don't never show up. Mayor Byrne don't show up, it don't make us no difference. She'll be glad to come one day. Isn't that right? She be calling in and asking anybody, can I get through? That's right. That's how you gotta look at. You got something valuable here. We got some dignity here. Look, we don't need the world. We got Allah. We got something bigger than the world. We got the God that created the world. And the time is now. Isn't time on our side? Past couple of days, all the heavyweights in Chicago have said, we have got to get with you. Was it something we did? No, Allah made it so. Allah opened the way. Anytime, come over in 2 times, less than 24 hours, something's happening. Twice in less
less than 24 hours, something happened. Now, we know the money running out. We know President Reagan had cut the money off. We ain't no fool. You shouldn't be no fool. People come around and you immediately go. I said, how you do, Reverend? Look at right now. How you doing, Reverend? I read the paper last week what Ronald Reagan did. I'm glad to see you. Isn't that right? See, you shouldn't just be saying people come in because they recognize who we are. They come in, they know who we are, but they come in, as the Quran says, willingly or unwillingly.
Full of them.
factual, proven facts, revelation from Allah, the Lord of all the world. Not no conjured up lesson from Farad Muhammad. Now, some of you don't like this. He ain't waving back and forth from the past. How can we look back at Savior's Day and we can look at New World Patriotism Day? He ain't go looking back, reminiscing, yesteryear. This is today. We got tomorrow. And we got leadership for ourselves. We will not let anybody lead us except ourselves. We are not going to let the Arabs lead us. Are we? No, we're going to lead ourselves. The ship's on the ocean. America was a ship on the ocean. And the wind was unstable. And the ship was out of control. And the little black boy got about the galley and got the steering wheel on the ship and straightened the ship out. Isn't that right? Got the ship going level, and now here's when I come, let me handle it. The hell with the, I got it, I'm going to keep it. I ain't let nobody see our ship. That's right. So I do say that we should respect leadership, even if it comes from a little nappy head Negro. The Hadith couldn't come straight out and say it's going to come from the Negro. It said, yes, it come from the Negro. Now, if you so obedient to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be obedient to the if, because it's coming from the Negro. Leadership. Leadership. Oh. It's coming. It's coming. And nothing you can do to stop it. Come on, we're having a good time. Can we have a good time? This is good time, sir. We waiting on our leader. We waiting on the leader. We waiting on the man. Isn't that right? We aren't sitting here waiting on somebody. We're going to check him out and see if he got it together. We accept what Allah has told Prophet Muhammad to tell the whole world, that that will be mujaddid every 100 years. Every century that be a mujaddid. And why are you so crazy? You can have confidence in the fact that a mujaddid can come from your community. We don't bait that Maldudi was a keen thinker, that he had a little extra from Allah. We don't debate that, do we? You accept that. Fuck if he accept that your own has a little extra. If we would accept that, brothers and sisters, we could make progress overnight. Don't you agree with that? But brothers and sisters, the Quran tells us
Let there arise out of you a band of people, joining all that is good and refuting all that is bad. Look how that fits us. Here we've come up, and now we are holding up and enjoining all that is good. We condemn ourselves first, and we invite the rest of the world to condemn itself. Isn't that right? We don't hold on to black supremacy. Now look, here we have removed an evil from our community that is not removed from any community that I know. I don't know anybody, I don't know any community on this earth that is as far away from racism as we are. The Arabs, the Africans, the Asians, the Europeans, we are farther from racism than anybody. Isn't that right? Well, we've got to follow so-and-so because he can give it to us a little better, but he's a racist. He don't give you your liberty. He keeps you thinking that you got to be subservient to him. I accept what the Quran says, that all men are created in excellence. I accept what our Constitution says, all men are created equal. And I'm not going to put my intelligence down to no other man because he's a certain color from a certain country or look a certain way. I think like everybody else thinks. Don't you do the same? But our day, we're not going backwards today. We're going to have some Bilalian leadership on this earth today. I'm not going to be ashamed of the imam. Sad to own up to your leader. She ain't own up to your leader. I tell anybody I follow the imam. Faith in the Bible. The Bible says about how the little boy got his vision. His parents didn't want to tell him who gave him the vision. The little boy said, look, all I know is I was blind, and now I see. Now, you can be big enough fool things you want to say about these men. All I know is that I was blind, but now I see. Now, you can go on. Well, is he or isn't he? Because you didn't have sense enough to even debate until he talked to you. You might be under somebody oppressive, and they will give you more, you will give the oppressive man more respect than you give a free man. One man trying to give you dignity, tell you, look, I want to help you straighten things out, let's get together, let's work together. And you get that man, you disrespect that man. But you got some demigod over you, you be out there, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. That's how we do. That's how we do. See, man come and tell us, look, we're all human beings. He has got to tell us that because that's what the Quran says. He has no choice but to tell us that. But at the same time, we should have sense enough to recognize just because we are all human beings, we still have blessings in some areas greater than the next man. And the Quran says that. The Quran says some we give a little more than the next man. The one who gets a little more has a test on him, and the one who is without has a test on him. Your test, the one who doesn't have it, is to accept that the next man's got it. They say that's right. him myself to see if he is a skeptic. And here this man that woke the whole world up. People come here from Africa and bow. Bow at the waist. I accept you are rejected like the thing Muhammad. Arabs overseas say, fake what the thing Muhammad. Leading people in America come and say, did I do all right while talking to these men? And a man asked us, and a man, big time man. Man, I said, did I do all right while talking to him? I hope I didn't say too much. I didn't want to stay too long, because I recognize that he can see a little better than I can see. I hope I did all right. I told the man, I said, the man really enjoyed meeting you. The man said, he did? Oh, that's great. And here you come. I got to talk to him to see if he is who he say he is. I got to talk to him myself. I can't go on what he's already said. I got to talk to him in person. It's a shame. Brothers and sisters, Imam Muhammad today is leading us into a whole new world. And in fact, we in the new world. Really, we were wandering around in the desert, lost. And now here we have come into the promised land. We're in the land of milk and honey. And don't even realize we're in it. Because we have an orientation that tells us that there must be some big bang in our life before we enter into heaven. Heaven is a state of mind. And we in heaven, we in heaven. You are free. Nobody is oppressing you. Nobody is telling you not to think. You are encouraged to think. You are told to make decisions in your own life. You are not forced to give any charity. Are you? No one here forced you to give charity. You aren't forced anyone in this community to give charity. There is no compulsion in the religion. Here we got a liberator. An emancipator. We should be thankful to Allah that liberation and emancipation is here. We should be thankful. We're told to have good family lives. We're told to obey the American government. To be proud of our American citizenship. We're told that we're not Arabs, we're not Africans, that we're Bilalians. Right? We're rooted in reality, given good common sense. Nobody, no leader in America can compare with our leader. What he has done for us, nobody else is doing for anybody else. We should be thankful. Now we waiting on the imam. Whenever the imam comes, we'd be welcome to have him. I want to hear him like you hear him. He is my leader without question. And no doubt in my mind, he is the leader. There's nothing to compare with from the past. I think any minute now. We should be glad to see the leader. We should receive the leader. We should be glad to see the leader. We should welcome the leader. And let him know that we with him 100%. Let him know that we with him 100%. So, brothers and sisters, we've talked long enough. The leader is here. So it's my pleasure to present and introduce to you the leader of the American Muslim Mission, Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. Allahu Akbar.